USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, we want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society. Roger Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. There is a chance that President Trump will commute or pardon Mr. Stone, to which Democrats, including Congressman Adam Schiff, are saying that that would look like an act of corruption on the president's part, to which Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
Congressman Schiff is trying to lay the basis for an investigation of the president's behavior yet again.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports that more Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week.
The Labor Department saying that 210,000 workers did file first-time jobless claims last week, an increase of about 4,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in those initial claims seen in New Jersey, Washington State, Virginia, Nevada, and Illinois. The largest decreases in claims were in California, New York, Pennsylvania, Missouri, and Iowa.
With his first Democratic presidential debate behind him, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg is back on the campaign trail, speaking in Salt Lake City.
Look, the real winner in the debate last night was Donald Trump, because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error.
Sanders speaking there in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a strong warning from the governor of Mississippi after dangerous flooding in Jackson. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Governor Tate Reeves gave an optimistic outlook on flooding in the state. High water is dropping below flood stage, but
we do not expect that the water level will drop below 33 feet until Friday.
Governor Reeves says thankfully there have been no deaths or serious injuries from the flooding so far. But for now, they're asking residents to stay out of their flooded homes.
We don't want individuals going into their home and putting themselves in harm's way.
Reeves says damage assessments will be critical to meeting federal standards for aid to assist in their recovery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump believes that Democratic Senator Chris Murphy violated the Logan Act that forbids Americans from conducting rogue negotiations with foreign governments in disputes with the United States by discussing foreign affairs with Iran. Former Secretary of State John Kerry responds on Fox News to the president's accusations.
Well, that is once again another presidential lie, a complete effort by the president to distort reality, because if he knew anything about the law, he'd know I didn't negotiate with anybody. I did what every senator and secretaries of state in history have done, which is continue to go to conferences abroad or have meetings in order to be well informed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.